Yo. What is it? 10:30 something, and I'm getting up. I'm going away. I'm going on vacation with Jacqueline's family. Now, don't worry about where. It's none of your business. But we're not flying. We're driving. That's your hint. I don't need you people showing up at Lake Wazapamati, whatever that place was in. What about Bob? Lake was whatever. I know you're not showing up. You don't even go to my shows. Why would you show up to my vacation? No, that's not true. Some of you have. I guess look at the news. I have nothing to say. Why do I do this fucking show? Why do you listen to it? Why are we in this relationship? I guess because neither one of us can figure out what else to do. Cranberry singer Aurora Dean drowned after drinking. Don't drink and swim. I don't know if she was in a pool or a beach or whatever. Everybody drinks at the beach and at the pool. So I guess this will be the face of, they'll play that zombie song for PSAs and say, we're the rest of the Cranberries. Don't drink and swim. People don't talk about that. A hospital group launch own company to make generic drugs. All right, that sounds good. Active shooter reported in downtown Cincinnati, Ohio. So if you're in Cincinnati, well, it's probably over by the time you heard this. So hope then you are okay. I don't know. I don't want to go off on another gun control rant. There's plenty of those. Just go back and listen if you want on the day of any other shooting, and the day after that. There's plenty. Texas fetal burial law. Excuse me, sorry. Texas fetal burial law struck down in another blow to abortion restrictions. What, they're gonna have people bury their abortions in Texas? First, you shouldn't be able to bury a person. You shouldn't be able to bury shit anymore. That was a short-sighted solution. Hey, someone's dead. Okay, we'll dig a hole. Now there's too many dead people. There's not enough holes. We can't just keep filling up fields of prime real estate with your nana. We're gonna throw it in the fucking th throw them in the burner. Done. Oh, you want the ashes in a fucking jar? What, to put on a mantle, you fucking weirdo? No. Ashes, and then, what do you do with those ashes? You throw them out there. Can we use the ashes for anything? Maybe. See if you can do something with those ashes. Can we do something with these? Okay, you can donate a body to the medical school. So those medical students can see what your fucking liver looks like, and then stick your finger in their friend's pocket. They'll have to do little gags like that, so I've heard. I'm just saying we shouldn't be burying people. I don't even think a fetus shouldn't get that. What are they gonna make you buy a little fetus casket for every abortion? That would be expensive. Imagine, I have enough money for the abortion, but now I got to get casket money? I got to go around asking my friends. Listen, I need a little... I got to get this tiny casket. Does anybody have a shoebox I can borrow that looks formal? All right. Well, didn't happen. So, fuck off, Texas. Quit being fucking weird. Except for Austin. You stay weird, Austin. And Portland and every other mid-sized liberal city that likes to use the same fucking slogan. Keep Louisville weird. All right. You're very whimsical, Louisville. You have the that brunch spot that has all the wacky things on the wall. Well, here's a bit of news. A 5-judge bench has unanimously declared gay sex legal in India. Fucking get at it, India. It's legal. I guess that probably makes it a little less fun, but yeah, I guess you can have a Grindr now. Maybe. Some sort of probably gay bars. Oh, just have all the gay sex you can. Celebrate. This weekend is going to be it's going to get crazy out there. Enjoy. Okay, police raid New Jersey couple's home after 400,000 $400,000 in GoFundMe cash they raised. Ben, no, it wasn't 400,000, it was 40,000. This fucking sucks. Can't depend on Reddit for anything. The police raid that. This has been going every day. They talk about this this story. A woman who pranked her husband, claiming she had won 250,000 pounds in the lottery, won 1 million pounds 3 weeks later. So that's the visualization? Is that like the secret? You do the prank and then it comes real? All right. I'll go buy some of those fake lottery tickets. You know, they're the fake scratch-off tickets. I saw someone fall for one of those once. It was sad. That's not a good joke. Imagine that, and this dude, his wife's like, I won 250,000 pounds. And he's like, holy shit. I did not want to tell you. I owe a lot of money around town. I've been gambling, borrowing, and finally, we can get out from under this. I'm going to get my legs broken by the mob. And she's like, oh, I was just fucking around. He's like, Jesus. Well, thanks. Funny fucking joke. And then she wins $1 million. She's like, just shut the fuck up. I had enough of your lies, woman. But now he's rich. 1 million pounds. That's fucking in dollars. That's more. Although everything's more expensive over there. They got nothing. Everything's got to be shipped. School resource officer on unpaid leave after using a taser near a student to wake him up. Oh, come on. Using a taser. You didn't tase? What, you just set it off like next to... That's a fun joke. Can these student resource officers not have a little fun with their tasers? They probably barely ever get to use them. If you can't... And what, is this kid supposed to be sleeping? I used to love the sleeping class. If you ever... whenever I got to, like, perfectly arrange myself in the room and kind of take cover in a way that allowed me to sleep through an entire class. It really felt like I was, I pulled one over, you know. Although the teacher probably just didn't give a shit. But it's like, oh, I feel rested. And I didn't have to listen to that bullshit. I really didn't care for school. But that's, I guess that's because I didn't have these fun resource officers having fun with tasers. I think I would have enjoyed school a little bit more if there was some taser action happening. All right. I'll speak to you fucks tomorrow. This was a shit episode. I know. We love you.